The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to a good day in Ireland. There's a good card in Nace this afternoon featuring three Grade 2 contests. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line, as always, to look into the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well.
Good, man.
Enjoyed yesterday. It was good fun.
Yeah, fresh from a couple of days in the studio. So.
Yeah.
And from what I heard, Andy, winners galore.
Well, we had a few, yeah. I've sort of like lost count how many it was, but yeah, I think it was a reasonably successful couple of days.
Good.
Saturday's always difficult, isn't it? Yeah, managed to find a few, but just impressed with two or three of the novices that won, Abyssial, Activial and Irvine. I think all three of those have definitely given food for thought for their particular events at the festival.
Yeah, yeah, and they all pretty much shot in the betting yesterday as well.
Yeah.
So.
Activial was the big eye catcher for me, though.
Yeah,
thought he was brilliant.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I think that's the best form, Calypso and Activial. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Irish stuff on Sunday. Then a pretty good card to look forward to in there, Sandy.
Yeah, small fields really. Pre-Cheltenham, which is bound to be the theme, the norm, and Willie Mullins dominating the three graded events on the card. Surprise, surprise, horror.
Yeah, but we'll see what you like in those races. But we must start in the 150, which is the first race, and we start with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, and we're likely to see Shield towards the top of the betting. Aidan O'Brien's runner, AP McCoy, over in Ireland to ride today, and he's a bumper winner, pretty good form, and won on the level as well the other day, showing he's in pretty good heart. So is he the one to beat in the open, Andy?
Yeah, he is. It's a fairly weak maiden hurdle. Most of the big guns are out now, and they've done their thing and strutted their stuff prior to the festivals coming up soon in the spring. This looks fairly easy pickings for Shield, and it'd be a bit of an open goal if he misses it. He was okay the other day on the all-weather at Dundalk, nothing special. I mean, he beat two horses in the shape of Dalasari and the Dermot Weld horse, Marty's Magic, that, you know, are just average. But at least he got the job done, and he proves his well-being. And as you said, he's got some form as well over hurdles prior to that, and at a decent standard as well. That maiden hurdle at Leopardstown when he was second to Shore Reef has worked out really well. Obviously, the winner's gone on to win a Grade 2 subsequently at the same track. And Lucky Bridle, the horse that he was second to at Thurles as well, has got plenty of ability if he's got his quirks. So he's had a he's had a run at a similar track to this as well. Always liked form at Navan and Naas. He was six in a... Again, another good maiden beyond Moore Park. So, really, he ticks a lot of boxes here. And I know Brian doesn't have many runners. And the ones that he does have seem to run well or at least win. So, it's difficult to make too many strong cases out for the rest. I thought Prince of Lombardy's run the other day at Nace here over this course was okay. I think the winner's a nice horse, Clonard Lad. But the rest of the opposition looked fairly weak. And the fact there's been 10 horses out that race and none of them won pretty much tells you its own story. Merrion Row would be the only other one, really, to consider, having finished fourth in a maiden hurdle back at the Lestal Festival. But that was a long time ago, and even though the form of that race is OK, the likes of Mirai, job is right, and Leave the Light and have all won since, fitness might be a bit of an issue for the Rothwell horse. So it's got to be Shield, despite the thin price.
OK, Shield in the opener then. On to the second race, which is the 220, and this one is a handicap hurdle. Over 2 miles, and we've got another JP McManus owned favourite. This time it's Charlie Swan who trains, and AP McCoy again in the saddle. It's Get Out When You Can who heads the betting for the 220 at 11-4. Our My and Lie is 4-1. It's 5-1 for Something Wonderful. Cassell's Rock is 11-2, and then 10-1 and double figure prices for the rest of them in this lineup. So who do you like for the 220, Andy?
I like going for unexposed horses in these handicaps because the assessor hasn't got much of opportunity to pin them down, and hopefully he hasn't got to the bottom of O'Manley, the Tom Hyde horse, 6-year-old by Oscar, who has been steadily brought along by connections, and they managed to get their rewards reaped, as it were, last time out at Ferry House, when he started very strongly in the 25-runner field. He was well-backed on that occasion, got the job done, despite making a bit of a mistake at the last, which could have halted his progress. Even though the form doesn't amount to much, the speed figure of the race actually was quite good. He comes out quite well on the numbers, despite only having a handful of races. And he's up against horses who've got proven form in handicaps. So that's quite a good sign. I know he can run at a good pace, so that should stand him in good stead. And I just like him because a lot of these are on the downward spiral at the moment. Barney's Honour's rather running a bit indifferently. I'm not totally convinced about that Castle's Rock form the other day at Downroll. And I wasn't really overly convinced about Tony Martin's Charges Resolution on the running either. He was a well-backed favourite that day and he had every chance. He looked as though he was all over the winner, but he rather curled up on the running a little bit. So, he's not one to get too carried away with at a short price. Obviously, Get Out Where You Can is going to be a danger from the Charlie Swan stable with Tony McCoy on board. Jerry Fox has teamed up with this individual on his last two starts. And the fact that he's a course and distance winner as well, that's got to stand him in good stead. I do like that round nice because he's very much a specialist at track. And the hood, which has been on for the last two starts, has clearly worked the oracle with this individual. I'd certainly be fearful of him. As the rest, like I said, a lot of them are out of form. Raw Flight bombed out last time out. Rocky Wednesday's a bit in and out. Rory O'Moore's a front runner and, wears his heart and the shield from at the head of affairs. But he's just cutting out in his races at the back end, so he probably won't offer much resistance late on. So hopefully our man Light will step up on that race from Fairy House, the maiden win, and prove himself to be a horse going places.
Okay, for Andy in the 220 then. Just going back to Get Out When You Can, you mentioned there that the Hoods brought the best out of him in the last two starts. They've taken it off today.
I know, absolutely incredible. I saw that and why would you do that? I don't get it. I really don't get it. It's like, you're taking penalties and you've scored two goals, like put it in the same direction and then you try something different. You've got to stick to, something that works, and why that headgear has been taken off, I have absolutely no idea. It could actually turn around and bite them in the backside, that.
Mm. OK, then. Let's move on to the third race, and this is the first of the Grade 2 events this afternoon. It's at 2:50, and this is a novice chase over 2.5 miles, and only three of them in the lineup. And we have a 2-9 favourite in the shape of Mazel Tov for Willie Mullins. Brian Cooper doing the steering. Folsom Blue is 100-30 in Summer Star, 28-1. Is it a case of we've just got a side with another Willie Mullins odds-on favourite in a Grade 2?
Yeah, this has been one of the disappointing factors about the Irish jump season this year. Willie Mullins dominating graded races, no competition. And, yeah, it's a shame, really, because a race like this, €26,000, it deserves more competition. Mazel Tov's a good horse, but surely there are decent 2-mile... or 2.5 mile chases out there in Ireland. Obviously, with the festival around the corner, a lot of connections are saying, "Well, we've done our thing already, and we don't really want to run close to this, close to the big day." The fact that Mazel Tov's coming here suggests that he'll bypass Cheltenham. He got beat in the Irish Arkle, so Willie Mullins probably thought, "Well, he's not good enough to run at the festival. We'll come for easy pickings here, and then we'll save him for Fairy House and Punchestown, two tracks where he's won at in the past." He probably is a little bit better going right-handed. His form figure suggests that. He's 5 wins in 7 starts. Going a clockwise direction, anti-clockwise, he's 0-2, albeit he did run one of his best ever races on the figures in that race at Leopardstown, which was won by Trifolium, who goes to the Arkle in another couple of weeks' time. Fearless Younger, his stable companion, was back in second. The time of the race was superb. They dipped under standard on the circuit by 4.8 seconds, as you'd expect, really, from a championship race. And barring accidents, he should take this race. His main competition is going to come from Folsom Blue. But Folsom Blue looks as though he's an out-and-out stayer. He's always looked that in his earlier days over hurdles. And no great surprise then when he was given a test of stamina, he stepped up to the mark and he won that Grand National trial over 3 mile for Punchestown last time out. I do see this horse as an Irish Grand National type. And while it's a good exercise in, giving a bit more practice and getting some prize money in the bag, he's going to get the best part of €7,600 finishing second. I just don't think he'll have the pace that Mazel Tov will have. So it's a fairly easy race to work out, really. Summer Star's not good enough. Mazel Tov will win and Folsom Blue chase him home.
Okay, good stuff. The 3:25 is the next race. This is a another novice hurdle, another Grade 2 novice hurdle. It's over 2 miles, this one, though, and not happy with just having the favourite here. Willie Mullins has the first two in the betting. He has City Slicker at 2-1 and Vicky De Loasis at 9-4. It's then 6-1 for Manila for you. Kyle Style is 7-1, 8 for Empire of Dirt, 10 for Kick On Boss and Real Steel. So seven of them in the lineup here. Andy, who do you like for the 3:25?
This is the race I'm going to have a decent bet in today, because I do think the bookmakers have got this race totally wrong. They've concentrated heavily on City Slicker, and while I do like this horse, I don't think he's a horse that I want to be backing going left-handed. His four career wins have all come going right-handed. Three of them at Punchestown. I think he's a very, very good horse at the County Kildare venue, and of course he's won at Fairy House as well. On the times that he's gone left-handed, he's run okay, but he's always looked as though he's a bit of a short runner and he hasn't quite got home. And for that fact, I'd want to take him on big time here. I see him as a weak favourite. And I think there's several in this race who've got equally good as form, if not better. The key form line for me here would be that run of Real Steels down in Punchestown. It was a listed race won by Wicklow Brave. And I do think Wicklow Brave is going to be a major contender in the Supreme Novices Hurdle. I know Willie Mullins has got the favourite in the shape of Vator, but you shouldn't underestimate his stable second string, Wicklow Brave, who showed a really good turn of foot that day to beat the hitherto unbeaten Lieutenant Colonel, who went into that race a well-back 5-4 favourite. Real Steel made the run-in, and although he couldn't keep tabs of the front two late on, the speed figures and the sectional times produced by the front two that day suggest it was a very, very good race. And, you know, he has only got beat 8 lengths. He's got some good form prior to that over at 2 miles, where he showed plenty of speed. And of course, Philip Fenton's horses are in really good order at the moment. So, and Brian O'Connell as well, he's riding on the crest of a wave. So confidence is high. He's actually top of my speed figures off that Punchestown run, so I can't let him go by at 12-1. The outsider of the field is an absolute insult. And the other one I quite like here in this race, I'm going to back two against the field, is Kyle Style. Now, he comes out of a race which also has worked out really well this season, that race that Western Boy won, Pat Fahey's charge. And Western Boy himself almost beat the Supreme Novices Hurdle favourite Vator on his next run. And everything out of that Leopardstown race has subsequently franked the form. The third has won, Dane King, and all the horses in behind have all suggested that run that day over the Christmas period was really good. He made mincemeat of a subsequent win in the shape of Dalian the other day, the last time we saw him at Thurles. So Francis Flood's 5-year-old is definitely not one to underestimate either. And he's 7-1. So I do think we're getting a good bang for our buck here. 10-1 Real Steel, 7-1 Kyle Style, with a weak-looking favourite, and others that come here, you know, off the back of bad runs. Manila Ferru was well beaten last time out at Fairy House. Vicky De Loasis was brushed aside by Star Companion Gitano de Burleigh. And Empire of Dirt, I don't think he's quick enough. So I think this is a really good race to bet in. And as I said, I think you should take those two against the field.
Okay, good stuff. I like it. A bit of value then maybe in the 3:25. The 4 o'clock is the fifth race on the card. It's the third of the Grade 2 contests. This one's a chase over 2 miles. And at risk of repeating myself, we have an odds-on Willie Mullins' favourite in the shape of Twin Light this time, who's 8-15. Days Hotel and Tona Duderia are both 7-2. So this one is a little bit closer in the betting, Andy. Do you see it being another Willie Mullins winner there?
Yeah, I mean, Twin Light, you know, as the market suggests, is a worthy favourite. He slightly blotted his copybook last time out, but he was in deep against a very good horse in the shape of Captain Chris, who's gone on to win a Grade 1 next time out. And obviously Champion Court on his days is really good. That was his first time over 2.5 miles. Obviously the experiment didn't work, and he's back to the distance that he's carried all before him in his last three previous starts to that. So, you know, there shouldn't be any excuses today. He's fairly flexible, going left-handed, right-handed. He does make the odd error every now and again. Ditches seem to be a bit of a problem as well. I've watched this horse a few times. He sometimes can guess at those. And I've no doubt on the way round here today he'll give his supporters a little bit of a headache at one or two of the obstacles. So, you know, he's going to be difficult to brush aside in a small field. That's when Twin Light is at his best, when he's able to dominate these kind of runners. Days Hotel hasn't really shone this season for one reason or another. Although he's finished second, third, fourth, they don't really amount to a lot. And he was well beat last time at Ascot. He's got a bit to fight, well, quite a lot to fight with Twin Light on their Cork form, and that's ostensibly Henry de Bromhead's Charge's favourite track. He's always gone well at Cork, so if he's getting beat 14 lengths on a home game when he's a playing away, he's going to be even worse, you'd imagine. So I think if we're looking for a forecast here, I'd go with Tona Duderis, who chased home of Eco Legionnaire in an absolutely sensational time at Punchestan on his last start. That was on February the 2nd. One of my fastest speed figures of the season was posted that day by Willie Mullins, who's champion chase aspirant. And although he only got within 14 lengths, it still wasn't a bad run on the figures. Prior to that, he'd won nicely down in Thurles. He's just been a real star this season, Tony Derris. Very much like Roy Demee the year before, he's probably surprised Gordon Elliott. And I think if you're betting without the favourite, that's the way I'd go here. I'd have Tony Derris either in a forecast, or if you had a match bet with, against Days Hotel, or without Twin Light, even if he's like 10 to 11, 5 to 6, I suggest you get stuck into Gordon Elliott, 7-year-old.
Okay, so Twin Light to win, and Tuna Dudery to follow him home, find a way to back that eventuality if you can. The 4:30 is the penultimate race on the card. This is a handicap chase for horses rated 0 to 1, 2, 3, and it's over 3 miles. And interesting to see CW at the top of the betting, Andy, 100 to 30. He's hit the crossbar in a couple of times, and the most recent of them was at Thurles yesterday or the day before. So interesting to see him turn out so quickly.
Yeah, I think the one thing in CW's favour today, it's going to be professionally ridden, and I think that will make a huge difference. With a great respect to Robbie McAnally, he wouldn't be the most tidiest in the plate, and I felt he should have won the other day at Thurles, but he did make a bit of a meal of it. He made mistakes that are crucial factors, and he did the time before air, and he saw the backside of Anne the Man, who's gone on to frank the form. Off a mark of 96 and getting enough 10 stone one, he's going to be hugely dangerous here, particularly as Mr. Carberry's going to be on this afternoon. I think that could be the key to CW putting it all together. Certainly think he's a worthy favourite, and if he doesn't feel the effects off that run only 2 days ago, then he's most definitely the one to beat. The two dangers look to be Witness of Fashion, who's been fairly consistent of late. He hardly ever runs a bad race. I'm sure he'll give you a good run for your money. It's just that all his best form at the moment is going right-handed. I don't know how he'll react going left-handed. Carry each other. Also comes here following a decent run last time out. Marsh Morris's charge was run up to too late to sell at Punchestown the last day. So those are the main two against the favourite CW. But it's just whether this horse reacts kindly to Carberry. But most horses usually do. And if that's the case, then I'd take CW to back up those last 2 seconds.
Okay, CW then finally get one better in the 4:30, and the final race is the 5 o'clock, and we finish with a 2 mile bumper, and it's the return of Gorlin Tiller here, who's the 4-6 favourite. Obviously the last time we saw him, he was running at the Cheltenham Festival in the bumper there, finishing third on that occasion, and before that he looked a very exciting prospect as well, Andy. So are you excited to see Gorlin Tiller back on the course?
Yeah, I think a lot of us are. Yeah, we'd been wondering where he was this season. You'd imagine he would have been a supreme novices horse by now, having perhaps won a couple of races already, and but that's not to have been the case. He's clearly the best horse in the race, and what we've seen of all the others. That third behind Bridehill obviously stands out like a sore thumb, doesn't it? Third in a championship grade one, none of the others could aspire to that kind of level of ability. Although I do think Colotta Vic's quite a nice animal. I certainly think he'll give him a race. I like the fact that he's already won over the course and distance as well. He was heavily backed that day, as a lot of Willie Mullins' horses are, in bumpers. And he got the better of On Your Own quite comfortably in the end. They were well clear of the rest. And if there is going to be any turn-ups and surprises, he's the obvious one. I don't see any of the other four being good enough. It's just whether Gorlin Tiller is going to be ready to do himself justice after that long, long layoff. What will Tiny Martin do? Will he leave a little bit to work on? What's his future plans? Has he got Punchestown and Fairy House on his mind round the corner? You just don't know these questions. And at 8 to 13, 4 to 6... there isn't a lot of scope, whereas around about 3 to 1, 11 to 4, backing a Willie Mullins horse in a bumper that's rather underestimating and goes into it a bit of a dark horse could actually be quite a good policy here. So if you gave me a bet of the prices, I'd probably go with a fit Colotta Vic and hope that his course and distance, or his course form, stands him in good stead.
Okay, Colotta Vic then in the final race. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for Sunday one more time.
Yeah, I haven't really got any strong opinions on this card today. I haven't really what I could call a nap. If you gave me a bet today and said, right, Andy, what would you do? It'll be the 3:25. So we'll come on to that in a second. Shield would be one of my strongest views, I suppose, in the first race, but he's going to be a short price. He should have any problems taking that contest. I'll go with Our Man Lie in the 2:20. He looks a progressive young horse. 2:50 looks an absolute formality for Motzeltoff. In the 3:25, this is the race I suggest we really do play heavily. I would really go quite keenly here on Real Steel and Carl Star. I do think they're massively, massively underestimated in the betting. And if we're going to have a decent bet today and win a few quid, that's the race to do it in. 4 o'clock, probably my nap of the day would be Tona Duda is to finish second or without Twin Light, who looks the most likely winner. 4:30, CW with a professionally ridden Paul Carberry on board, hopefully will be the key in that three-mile chase. And in the final race, we've got Willie Mullins Willie Mullins trained individual, second favourite in the betting, so we've got to take advantage of that.
Okay, good stuff. That's Killall to Vic in the final race, by the way. Thank you very much, Andy. Good stuff. Enjoy Nace this afternoon. Good luck with your selections, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Thanks very much, Mark. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.